It must be fun to be a loser, that is, if you're a member of the political left. Jonathan Tilov, in an indirect admission of how small a life he must have when away from the Austin American Statesman, has written one of his ludicrously long first reading columns about a 133-page screenplay by Mario Correa, an accomplished Chilean-born, Brooklyn-based playwright and television and film writer, about Wendy Davis and the abortion filibuster that made her famous. Tilov says the script came into his possession Friday, and he read it over the weekend, and in what seems to be an apology to his Austin left-wing brethren, or is it theytheren, or some other gender-neutral construct, he writes, "I would have read it on Friday, but I was busy writing a Sunday story about Texas Democrats' search for a candidate to oppose Greg Abbott for re-election. It is written from Davis' point of view and is hagiographic in the extreme. If you don't agree with Wendy Davis on abortion, this will not be the movie for you," Tilov needlessly explains. I don't care much what a left-wing New York playwright has to say about Texas politics, nor do I care what an Austin columnist thinks of a play which treats Kill 'Em Wendy Davis as a secular saint. What I find amusing is how the left celebrates even the most ineffective, failed people as long as the person fits the narrative of being a member of this or that oppressed group. At least the Roman Catholic Church investigates for evidence of effective miracles before nominating someone for sainthood. With the left, all you need to do is lose, but get a lot of TV time when you do it. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and online at prattontexas.com.